Lonely This Christmas by Sue Kedden, with Jenny Stoller as Carol and Stephen Tompkinson as Joe.
I'm trying to imagine a house that's not a home. I'm trying to imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. But you left me.
Are you sure it's okay? Only I'm going to do the other half of Oxford Street tonight. I can still change it.
It's really nice. You'll love it.
It was this, or a knobbly sweater in a sort of a smudgy green.
I like the shirt.
I bought the sweater too. So I can either give it to Pete instead of the shirt, or as well as the shirt, or give it to my brother. Now, do you want to see it?
Maybe later. I've got a stack of letters to finish before Frank leaves for Gatwick.
Oh. Never fancied skiing myself, and definitely not at Christmas. You want to be with your family, don't you? Dirty great turkey queen speech, the lot.
Yes.
Oh, or do what you're doing. Pete was ever so impressed when I told him.
Really?
I'd be rubbish, too panicky. But I'm always saying to Pete, I don't know anyone more sensible than Carol. Calm in a crisis. Knows how to fix the photocopier. Everything.
I can even set the video now, so the divorce wasn't all bad.
It's a bit like barbecues, isn't it? Men's work. If we show them what a doddle it is, their world will fall apart.
Anyway, I'd better get on.
Any word from Robin?
He should be in San Francisco by now. Gabriella's parents always have a big party on Christmas Eve.
Oh, you are good. Letting him go away this time of the year.
Christmas with your girlfriend in California or your mum in Highbury? How could I stop him?
I'd have handcuffed him to the tree.
Almost ready, Frank. I'm just finishing the one to Paige Harlow Green.
Someone can't wait to get on the piece.
If you don't mind, Chrissy, I really must get on.
I'll leave you to it. I might just nip to the office and get some sherry for the cleaner. Look, if I don't see you, have a lovely Christmas. I'll look out for you on the news. Wear something red so I can't miss you.
There but for the grace of God go I.
Isn't that what they say?
But it's so hard in a city like London. I like to think I'm caring, sensitive. I hold doors open. I help women up escalators with their baby buggies. And then I run past dossers at the tube station, avoid their eyes. I only buy the big issue when I'm trapped. They scare me. I admit it.
So what am I doing on Christmas Day? I'm helping in a cold weather shelter for the homeless. And I've told everyone at work so they won't feel sorry for me, so I won't spoil their Christmas.
I suppose I could always say I did it. Stay home and watch television instead. No one would know.
Excuse me. Does this one have auto reverse?
And 30 now playback, bass boost and battery check indicator. But I imagine you're looking for a personal stereo at the budget end of the range.
Do you? Why is that?
This one's very popular, $14.99. Functional but very reliable.
You mean cheap and tinny with a brand name I've never heard of.
How much were you thinking of spending?
Listen, mate, how do you know I haven't just won the lottery?
Well then, the one you were looking at is $39.99. How many would you like, sir?
One will do.
I really don't want you to do this.
But you told them you'd help out. You promised you'd do it. Scaredy cat. Do it.
Each time my rainbow
Mary! Can you chase after Cadbury? Find out why we got no spoons and too many knives. Sorry, everyone. What can go wrong will go wrong. Last year, it was 3 power cuts and a missing tear. Now, how many have you done this before? I know it's Ivy, isn't it? You're a glutton for punishment. Any of you need help, see Ivy.
Sorry I'm late. My car wouldn't start.
Oh, the alarm clock went off and you thought, sod it, I'll stay home and watch the telly. I know I did. I was just briefing the first timers. You haven't been before, have you?
No.
I hope you like washing up. That's where we'll need you most. Remember, absolutely no drugs on the premises. And that goes for the residents, too. Cut them a bit of slack, eh? This might not be the Christmas they planned. They're here. We're here. So off we go. And hey, let's be careful out there.
You've been here before?
Yeah, a couple of times. Wish I'd come last Christmas.
What's it like?
Missed my mum, went home, didn't I? Nightmare. How's your feet?
A few chilblains, why?
They've done a magic job on my big toe. It had gone all septic, but they cleaned it up and everything.
Yeah, magic. I'll remember your septic toe when I'm eating me turkey dinner.
Dash! Boy! Dasher! Where'd you end up last night? Wanted to wait for you, but Jacka said not to. And then on the big wheel in Leicester Square, 4 times! I was really sick, it was brilliant!
Who's Jacko?
Do you think he'll have any decent coats? I want one with a fake leopard skin collar. Or maroon. My mum had a maroon coat, I've seen the photo. I'm Angela, who are you?
Joe.
I'm Angela. Where are you from?
Manchester.
Do you know Oasis?
Oh, yeah, we're best buddies, but Liam and Patsy don't do chestnut stuffing, so I came in.
You're mad, you are!
Yeah, and you're not. You silly tart. We call her the Queen of Upton Park.
Eh?
2 stops short of barking.
Socks are in that box and scarves are over there.
What about jumpers?
I don't know. Sorry. Oh, hang on. Here they are.
Oh, they're disgusting. What about coats? I want a maroon one like my mum's.
I think I saw a purple one.
Oh, I hate purple.
Oh, there's a brand new duffel coat somewhere. Oh, yes. Look, here it is. Oh,
do me a favour. Oh, is that leopard skin? My caseworker had a coat with a leopard skin collar.
This is like dressing up, isn't it? I like your jumper.
That sort of maroon. I hate purple. I'm Angela. What's your name? Can I try this on?
You going to read that?
No, I can't stand Christmas pudding. I just took it because it was there.
Yeah, story of my life, mate. Yeah, I'll have it.
It's okay here, isn't it?
Won't be anywhere else, mate. Apart from barley. Always fancied barley. But then, they don't do Christmas pudding, do they?
You could always have it flown over, special like.
Yeah, on Concord. Nah. This'll do me. See me, mates. Bit of grub, bit of a laugh. Put the wind up the volunteers. They think we're two-headed monsters, some of them.
Do you reckon?
They'll stay a couple of hours, nip in the church for a few Hail Marys, and wallop. All their sins are wiped off the slate for another year. I don't know why they don't just all slip us a tenner and stay at home. It's not like they won't... Here. Mate. What you doing down there?
Has she gone yet?
Who? Oh, Angela. Yeah, you're okay. Oh, you're the latest, are you?
Latest what?
Complete head case, but very passionate, Angela. Falls in love, at least 4 times a day. Don't worry, she usually cools off after she's had her way with you.
What if she doesn't have her way?
Oh, go on, treat yourself, mate. What else are you getting from Santa?
I said I was quite happy to be moved to washing up, even when they showed me the pots and pans. Mountains of them, all greasy and disgusting. The sort of obstinate, grounding grease that comes from nobody ever giving them a really good scrub. So I did, to punish myself for being so useless. And the hot water was cold, and the rubber gloves leaked. Still, they were probably pleased to put me out of harm's way. I felt so stupid in front of the residents, and I'm sure they picked up on it. Like dogs sniffing out frightened people. That scary girl was only 16 or 17, but she was the grown-up, and I was the child. It It's like she knows how to take responsibility for her life, while I just muddle through. I wouldn't last 5 minutes in her world. I'd barely get by on my own, even if I can fix a photocopier.
Do you want a hand?
I didn't see you. You don't have to help. They're serving tea in the day room.
The day room's a bit too friendly right now. Anyway, it was always my job on Christmas Day. Washing everything up so we could stuff ourselves silly all over again. Ham, turkey, trifle, Alka-Seltzer. Daft, eh? What is this place?
Someone said it's an old civil service building.
I bet there's empty offices like this all over London. But they only open them up when it's 10 below. Wouldn't want to spoil us.
Do you...
come here often? No. I'd rather sleep rough than have the crap kicked out of me in places like this. You see, some of these shelters can get a bit hairy. Full of psychos. But I thought, end of the day, it is Christmas. Give us a tea towel, I'll dry up.
But it gets so cold. How do you sleep at night?
How do you sleep at night?
I didn't
know. Why do you think we get off our heads? Might feel like a zombie the next day, but at least you get a decent, nice kip.
Wouldn't it be better, in the long run, I mean, to put the money towards a B&B or something?
You what?
Never mind.
Oh, no, go on, I'm all ears.
I'm sorry, it's none of my business.
No, you see, this is really useful. Although we don't get the chance to mix with normal, clever people who can sort us out after 2 minutes' chat. Oh, well, go on. Get me life back. Oh. Fair enough. Well, you think about it. I'll be in the day room when you come up with something. Okay.
Now, let's see. 2 hotels on Bond Street. That's a squillion trillion pounds you owe me, Snowy, my son.
Yeah, pay it, pay it.
Go on, that's a relief. I was worried for a moment you might be a bad loser. So, anyone else ready to take on the all-conquering power-mad Scotty Dog?
Oi, Joe, want to play Monopoly?
Where does she get off telling me how to live me life?
Who?
She had a life, she wouldn't be here.
Ah, you need to channel all that aggression into a battle for the streets of London. Here, you can be the racing car.
Well, don't they get to you?
The do-gooders.
I told you, they don't want you to feel better. They want them to feel better. How long you been in London?
4 months.
Yeah, another 4, and they'll be invisible. Less than invisible.
I wish I was.
Oh, sorry, mate. She's heading this way, and it ain't to see me.
You like the coat? More red than maroon, but there was a biro in the pocket. It's going to be brilliant for thieving. See? All the linings come away. Do you really know Liam Gallagher?
We were just about to play Monopoly, weren't we, Dasha?
Nah, got off the idea. I'm going for a kip.
Dasha? Like I said, treat yourself.
A bunk up ain't for life. It's for Christmas.
I've got a present for you.
Oh, yeah?
Look, there's over 50 quid in it and 2 credit cards and some stamps. Because like myself from the Tony in Canada.
Where'd you get it?
Nicked it off one of the staff. You see that bloke over there? The one in the sweatshirt by the telly?
Yeah.
I owe him money, so I can't buy them. But you can.
Buy what?
A couple of splits. There's a storeroom on the second floor. We could go up there, have a smoke, have a laugh. What do you reckon? Oh, go on, Joe. I really like you. Here. You take the purse, see Duffy, and I'll meet you by the stairs in 10 minutes. Go on!
It sounded so convincing, I almost believed it myself. They asked me if I could stay a couple more hours, and I said, sorry, my son's expecting me, family do, you know the sort of thing. They said, of course, not to worry, you get going. And they were so grateful about me coming. Thanks for giving up your time. We really appreciate it. It makes a big difference. So, of course, I felt even more small-minded and pathetic as I left. But as soon as I hit fresh air and got rid of the smell of overcooked sprouts, disinfectant and stale urine, I felt great. It was over. I'd done it. I could go home, pour myself a big brandy and claps in front of the television and watch some slushy movie.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you...
How did you find me?
Your address was in your purse.
I don't understand.
I've got your purse.
Sorry?
Someone nicked it, so I'm returning it.
I don't know what you want, but will you please go away before I call the police?
Have a look in your bag, will you? If it's still there, I'm 50 quid richer. I've also got your credit cards and a photo of you with a lad. Your son, is it? Anyway, Happy New Year.
I didn't know it was missing. Thank you very much.
Well, I lost my wallet once. It's a right pain getting a new driving licence. Yeah. Do you want to check everything's there?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Please, take this. As a reward, I'd like you to.
I'd only blow the lot on getting pissed, you know, being as I'm homeless.
Please, use it for a taxi back to the shelter.
Not taxi, it's Christmas Day.
How did you get here?
Walked. I do a lot of walking. Anyway, I can't go back to the shelter. Well, not if I want to see in the new year. Long story.
Well, thank you.
That's okay. Cleared me head. Did me good. Bye.
Would you like to come in for a mince pie and a glass of wine? Oh, bottle opening's never been my strong point.
Here, I'll do it. Oh, I'm Joe, by the way.
Carol.
I know. Well, it was in your purse. I know your blood type, too.
Of course. God knows when I'd have noticed it was missing.
Donna, she's my wife. Well, Donna was always in charge of the corkscrew in our house. And programming the video. It's lucky I didn't get an inferiority complex. Anyway, I'm more your beer, man.
Oh, sorry, I don't have any beer. I think there's some whiskey somewhere.
Oh, no, you're all right. Did you make the mince pies?
Supermarket, I'm afraid. Baking's not my strong point either.
Pastry's a bit flabby. And they've thinned down the filling with apple.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a baker. Well, I was a baker. I worked in a supermarket until they closed down the hot bread shop. And fresh baked ciabatta's not a big seller round our way.
I tried baking bread once. Wholemeal, when there was a strike. My husband said we could use it as a doorstop.
Well, I thought it might open some doors down here, you know, in Jabata land. But they're not exactly queuing up. I could knock spots off these mince pies, though.
Why can't you go back to the shelter?
Well, basic rules of survival. Don't make friends, don't make waves. Ought to know by now. Look, I'm sorry about earlier. I was out of order.
No, I was. I feel even more terrible after you've come all this way with my purse.
Yeah. Funny time of year, Christmas. People do weird things.
Like helping in a shelter for the homeless. Me? What was I thinking of?
I wouldn't have done it. A year ago, I'd have said if they're on the streets, they deserve to be.
More wine?
You know what I'd like? A proper cup of tea. Not freshly made. That hasn't been stewing in some greasy urn for hours.
You're in luck. Tea is my only strong point. You can put the TV on if you want.
Oh.
Well, I'll make the tea. And no tea bags, mind.
Hello?
Mum, it's me.
Robin! Happy Christmas. What time is it there?
Just gone midday. You're not in bed already, are you?
I know I'm boring, but it's only 8 o'clock.
How was the shelter?
Horrible. Interesting. Oh, I won't do it again.
We're having a brilliant time. Gabby's parents are great. They're coming over at Easter. They're dying to meet you.
Tell them ditto. What have you been up to?
Oh, drove to Big Sur, saw Hurst's castle, visited Yosemite, got married.
Robin?
We were in Las Vegas, in this diner, and across the road there was this really tacky wedding chapel, and we just looked at each other and thought, let's do it.
What did Gabby's parents say?
Oh, they were cool. They know how we feel about each other. You know how we feel about each other.
Of course I do. It's just you're so young.
You had me when you were 23.
That was different. I didn't have any other plans.
I can still be an architect. Gabby can still do her degree.
I suppose so.
Be pleased for me, Mum. At least this way you don't have to wear a flowery hat.
I could only find Earl Grey.
Oh, it might be a bit old.
My mum thinks he's dead posh. My dad reckons it tastes like aftershave. Are you all right?
I'm a mother-in-law.
You are?
Robin just got married in Las Vegas.
But the lad in the photo? Well, he's only a kid.
23. Whatever possessed him to marry at 23?
I got married at 19. I had a kid at 23.
Me too. That's my point. Oh, if Nick and I were still happily married, I'd be pleased for Robin, really. But we're hardly a great example, are we?
Marriages don't have to end badly.
Mine has. Yours has.
Oh, right, yeah. I forgot you knew all about my life. So, tell me where mine went wrong, then.
I'm sorry. I just...
Look, it isn't over. Donna and me. It's just gone on hold while I'm down here. But it isn't over. Not yet.
What happened? No, you don't have to tell me.
We were doing okay. Getting by. Holiday every year. And then Holly. That's my daughter. She got hit by a car. Not the driver's fault, poor bastard. Well, Donna worked part-time, but she had to stay home to look after Holly. And then I got laid off, fell behind with the mortgage payments, usual story. But we thought we could come through it. But Donna blamed me for losing my job. I blamed her for Holly's accident. When we weren't arguing, we weren't talking at all. So when this mate told me that there was some shop fitting work in Kent, cash in hand, I went for it. And Donna didn't exactly beg me to stay.
Have you been back?
For Holly's birthday. Big mistake. I said I was still shop fitting, but Donna knew. I can't even put up a shelf straight. You know those running machines?
Yes.
I used to work out a lifetime ago. Well, it was like I'm on this treadmill and someone keeps cranking up the speed, so I keep running. And then they hit the incline button, so now I'm running uphill too. Can't slow down, can't keep up, can't get off. Well, I'm out the bloody race now, aren't I?
How's Donna?
Oh... Done a computer course, learned to drive, had her hair cut like that girl on the telly. She don't need me.
Holly does?
No. She clung to Donna the whole time I was there. Won't come near me.
Have you phoned her? Wished her happy Christmas?
I bought her a present. A Walkman. But it was so expensive I didn't have the coach fare home. Anyway, I couldn't go home. Too proud.
Phone her now. After all, I am, what was it? The normal, clever person who can sort out your life after 2 minutes chat? I could just see them talking about it at work in January. Poor Carol! Volunteers to help the homeless, then stabbed to death in her own home by a crazed lunatic who gave off a very plausible impression of being a nice man. I don't do things like this. The last time I acted on impulse, I took the dress back the next day and changed it for a steam iron. He did return my purse. For whatever reason, he could have kept it. But he didn't.
Night-night, Holly, love. Sleep tight, eh? Sweet dreams.
Back time, love. Now, I mean it this time.
Happy Christmas, Joe. How are you?
Getting by, you know.
I told her, of course, you hadn't forgotten a Christmas present. I lied for you.
I got her something. I thought I'd bring it with me, then I couldn't come, so I posted it. Registered and everything.
She'll be ever so hurt if you haven't bothered.
I have, Donna, honest. It's just been a bit tough down here.
Are you working?
Casual stuff, you know. Oh, but I met this fella who knows someone who's opening a restaurant, and he said they might be needing a baker, so, fingers crossed, eh?
I uncrossed mine a while ago.
Yeah. How's your Christmas?
Quiet. Lunch with Mum and Dad. Steve's coming round later.
My mate, Steve?
Yeah. He got Holly a CD-ROM for a computer. She was up at 6 this morning playing with it, little monkey. I said, I'll take the plug off it if you're not careful.
Oh.
It's been good for us to have someone else around, so we don't get sick of the sight of each other. He's mad about her. It's been great, actually.
Good old Steve.
Yeah, well, what about you? How are you spending Christmas?
I'm at a friend's. Carol.
Oh.
Well, I'll probably just watch a bit of telly. Finish the wine, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. I'm pleased, Joe. Maybe it's for the best you're going to London. Both of us starting again, you know.
Maybe. Anyway, I better go. Carol's phone bill. Happy New Year, Donna.
Yeah, you too. You look after yourself, love. I'll come and see you soon, eh? Bring Carol.
Okay.
Bye, Joe.
Oh, have another one, please. I can't relax until they're all finished.
Chat.
Nick used to hide them, so I couldn't sneak the nutty ones from the bottom lair. I have to be really desperate before I eat the lime barrel.
Donna likes the lime barrel. She used to drink gin and lime when we first went out. Thought it was dead sophisticated. I just can't believe it. I mean, he's my best mate.
Steve.
We were at this club, him and me. But he saw her first, but she wasn't interested. She fancied me. True. By Spandau Ballet. That's what we danced to. Red, Red Wine by UB40.
Well, maybe he's just keeping her company because he's your best friend.
No. She was definitely telling me that they were together. Letting me down gently. I don't even know why I'm surprised.
What did you say?
I acted like it was no big deal. I was too scared to ask if she still loved me. You know what I said? I said I was spending Christmas with a friend, Carol. You.
Me?
Maybe Steve is just keeping her company and now she thinks I've got a girlfriend. Oh, me and me bloody pride.
Pride's good. Pride reminds you who you are.
Even when you want to forget.
Especially then. Well, maybe that's why you brought round my purse. Be honest, it wasn't because she liked me.
True.
You could have kept the money.
I could have shagged the girl who nicked it.
Mad as a fish, mental age of 8, and I nearly thought, stuff it, why not? Who'd know?
But you didn't. See? Pride.
Donna always said, pride comes before a fall. I think her mum had it on a tea towel. Sometimes you think you've used it all up. Like when you're begging. You had pride once, but you stuck it in a locker at Euston with your good suit, and then you lost the key. But it doesn't go away. It's like a safety net.
Oh, here we go. That'll be Nick with his seasonal bloat. Rubbing my nose in it because it's Christmas. Hello, Nick.
You must be psychic.
Well, you always phone round this time.
Just wanted to say hello. See how you are.
I'm fine. How about you?
We decided to let someone else do the work this year. So, we're staying in a fantastic hotel in the Borders. Beautiful grounds. Got a four-poster bed. You'd love it.
How's Eve?
Sends her love. There's a dinner dance going on downstairs. I left her foxtrotting with a fat American. How's your Christmas been? Quiet, I suppose.
Oh, you know me. Not big on making a fuss. But I drank a toast to Robin and Gabrielle. They got married in Las Vegas.
Gabrielle? The teacher?
No, that was Lucy. Gabrielle's blonde student, runs marathons.
Can't place her. Still, as long as they're happy. Are you okay with it?
He's 23. It's up to him.
Why don't I organise a party for him when he gets back?
It would be better to phone him every week than chuck money at him.
Well, you know what he's like with Eve. And she's really tried.
You hurt him. He was confused.
Well, maybe it'll be different now he's a married man. It might bring us closer.
Don't hold your breath.
So, what are you up to? Bit of telly? Put your feet up? Good for you.
Actually, I'm spending it with a friend. Joe.
Joe, what's her name? Rosemary's sister?
No, Joe. A man.
Oh.
You don't know him.
Oh, right.
Carol, the champagne's getting warm.
Coming. I'm sorry, Nick. I've got to go. We've got a lovely roaring fire going, and it seems such a shame to waste it.
Get rid of him, Carol.
Happy New Year. Love to Eve. Bye.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yuletide. The purse was one thing, giving it back. But helping me wrong-foot Nick, make him think I wasn't still pining for him, that was fantastic. It was like a huge weight coming off my shoulders, permanently. Even if it was pure fiction. We were in it together. You think you're too proud? Try knowing your husband's having an affair and pretending it doesn't matter. Try begging him not to leave and then falling apart when he does. I could have done with a bit of pride back then.
Is he still with her?
Yes.
It's just that a mate of Donna's ran off with the postman and she never came back, even though the new fella only lasted a couple of months. I reckon that's worse.
Oh, really? Go on. Now it's your turn to sort out my life without knowing anything about it.
I'm not explaining this very well, am I?
Eve may have been who he left me for, but I'm the reason why he left. If he'd been happy, he wouldn't have given her a second thought.
Doesn't work like that. When some fellas can be happily married, lovely wife, the whole bit, and they still play away.
Did you?
There was a girl on the tills. I mean, I had the occasional mucky thought about her, but I'd never have done anything about it.
Because you loved Donna too much.
Because Donna would have had me kidneys for earrings. And because I loved her too much. And now too much isn't enough. I thought marriages broke up. Didn't think they just sort of crumbled.
Still, I bet Nick and Donna are curious about our new partners. Maybe even a teensy bit jealous.
Get rid of him, Carol. The champagne's getting warm.
It wasn't what I expected when I checked into that shelter. Turkey dinner and a haircut. That was the plan. I didn't even get the haircut.
Well, you're in luck. I used to do Robins until he discovered girls. Did Sir have any particular style in mind?
He needed me. I could help him. That hadn't even occurred to me when I invited him in.
I'm not sure why I did, actually. Wet, wishy-washy liberal guilt, I suppose. My feeble apology for having a roof over my head and all the Merry Christmas trimmings. But I was helping him because he'd helped me. All that stuff about it's better to give than to receive, I'd never believed it when my mother said it to me. And Robin wouldn't talk to me for a week when I made him give the kid next door his new Superman book because he had chickenpox. But this was good. This made me feel good. I could do something. Keep still. I've nearly finished.
And I think how much I used to spend on a haircut, plus coffee, tip for the stylist and the kid who washed my hair. Well, all the stuff I took for granted.
Like what?
Car magazines, immersion heater, cassettes I play once and shove in the glove compartment.
You know what I took for granted? Not the obvious stuff about being a couple. The silly stuff. Reading the Sunday papers and only speaking when you wanted the review section. Someone running you a bath when you had the flu. Coming home and knowing the lights were on because someone else had turned them on. Not just the security timer.
Well, you seem okay.
Okay how?
Settled. Comfortable. Happy.
Calm in a crisis. Knows how to fix the photocopier.
Whatever.
It seemed like the best way to get through it. Don't get upset at work because it only makes other people upset. Keep in control for Robin's sake. Be polite to Eve. Be friendly to Nick. Cope.
What's wrong with coping?
It feels so negative. It's like the difference between surviving and living.
Surviving's the first stage, isn't it? Keeping from going under. Giving up. Well, maybe we're ready to move on to the next bit. And I tell you what, with my new haircut, I'll have them all queuing up to give me a job.
Do you like it?
It's great. The best Christmas present I ever had. Well, this year, anyway.
What size shoe do you take?
9. Why?
I just had an idea. Follow me.
To Robin, with lots of love, Mum.
I'll get them a wedding present. Food processor or something. Well, go on. Open it.
All right. Oh, bloody hell. These are fantastic.
Try them on. If they're too big, you can always wear an extra pair of socks.
Well, I do anyway.
Sorry. How are they?
Oh, they're brilliant. I mean, they're proper walking boots, aren't they? Are you sure?
Positive. I wish I could do more.
Oh, no, you've been great. I mean, look at me. Sorted from head to toe.
What will you do?
Padlock them to my feet so no one can nick them.
Next year, I mean.
Something will come up.
I heard you telling Donna that there was the possibility of a baking job.
Well, I was lying.
My boss's wife has just opened a bistro. I could put in a good word.
You've done enough.
I haven't. Look, it would only be temporary, but you're welcome to stay in a spare room. It's full of Robin's junk, but the bed's okay.
No.
Why not?
Be honest. You wouldn't want someone else here. You like it the way it is.
I suppose I do. I breathe a sigh of relief whenever Robin leaves.
You see? You're living, not just surviving.
Are you?
Well, not yet. But it's all different now, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, Donna's with Steve. I mean, in a funny way, it's a relief to know that. See, I can make plans for me now.
You can't just make a job and a home fall into your lap.
With these boots and this haircut? Are you kidding?
Seriously.
Okay, seriously. I mean, until today, I've been in a weird sort of limbo. What now? Where do I belong? Who am I living for?
You never thought about, you know,
topping myself? No. Not really. There've been times when I wondered who'd miss me if I did. Not out of self-pity. It's more from realizing nobody had noticed my absence down here. It goes through your mind.
I know.
Hey, but look, you've done it, haven't you? Turned the corner. Got on with your life without Nick. I'll survive without Donna.
Are you sure?
Look, I tell you what. How about I give it me best shot? I mean, do it properly. Keep away from the drink and the losers. 1 month from now, if I'm not getting anywhere, yes, you can help me then.
January the 25th. You're on. When I woke up on Boxing Day morning, he was gone. The old me would have checked my purse was still there. The new me checked anyway. The house smelt amazing. Like my granny's when I was little. Spice and yeast and warm bready air. In the kitchen, on a wire tray, I didn't even know I had a wire tray, with soda bread, a date and walnut loaf, and a crusty white loaf covered in sunflower seeds. There was a note in scrawly handwriting. So, I made myself some coffee and hacked off a chunk of soda bread and read it.
This is my Christmas present to you. Sorry it's a bit late. If I'm doing okay and I don't need your help, maybe we can meet up on January the 25th anyway. If not, thank you for helping me get my life back. And for the boots and the haircut and the phone call to Holly. I feel hopeful. It feels weird. Happy New Year, Joe. P.S. I finished your flour and your oven's rubbish.
It'll be cold, so cold, without you to hold this Christmas.
In Lonely This Christmas by Sue Tedden, Jenny Stoller played Carol and Stephen Tomkinson, Joe. Carolyn Jones played Chrissy, Gerard McDermott, Dasher, Rachel Atkins, Angela, and John Rowe, Nick. Tracy Ann Oberman played Donna, Alan Blyton, Robin, Brian Parr, the shop assistant, and Hugh Dixon, Casper. Lonely This Christmas was directed by David Hunter.
And a lonely Christmas tree. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely this Christmas. Lonely and cold.
Merry Christmas, darling.